Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to talk a little divisional round, specifically Packers, Niners. And to help us do so, man that knows a little something about playing in the gold, playing big games, playing for Super Bowls, and winning a few of those as well. Matt Millen joins us. Matt, what's going on?
How you been, my friend? How are things?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm not dead yet, so still kicking.
Hey, that's always good. That is a great sign. You start from there and kind of work your way forward, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
So when Tim told us we were having you on, I thought, God, you know, Matt, I'm sure you look at this Niner team and say, that's a team that I would love to play for, just the way they play, how physical they are, they run the ball. I mean, it's like they throw football back like 30 years or so, just stuff the run and run, and that sounds like a game that you're familiar with and you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, the league's changing a bunch, and that's a great strength for them is to be physical, because when I look across the league and I look at how teams are playing, there's a lot of teams that play with their hands and they don't shove their face in your throat anymore. And so San Francisco does that. San Francisco gets off the ball. They try to knock you back off the ball, and on defense, you know, they'll take you on, which it's rare you see that anymore. The thing that drives me crazy, Tom, absolutely nuts, is when say it's second and five, so the guy gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Four guys come up and try to rip the ball out, and the guy gets a first down by just kind of just fumbling. That drives me nuts. Like, make the stinking tackle already. Jeez.
I know my favorite one is when the guy catches a slant, and instead of wrapping him up first, they take a swipe at the ball, and he runs another 20 yards down the field.
That drives me crazy. But, hey, that's the way it is, and it's still the best game we got.
There's no doubt about it. So give us your tips for playing in the cold.
Well, for me, it was fine because I'm fat. You know, that was easy. But here's the biggest thing you have to do, really. It's get cold and stay cold. The biggest mistake that players make is they go out there and they get freezing cold, and then they try to warm up again. You don't do that. You get cold, and then you get used to it, and then you move on. And then your mind takes you into the game. You don't even think anything about the cold until it's at the end of the game. When we played that mistake in a late game, which was minus 36 with the wind chill, I even told the trainers and stuff, don't put any heat on in the locker room. The worst thing we could do is thaw out, because you have to go out and get froze again. So, yeah, once you're cold, just get cold and stay cold, and then you're fine.
Can cold have a way of making you angrier?
Nah, you just kind of forget about it. Okay. You know, what it does do is it numbs things. I mean, after the game, you're going to feel a lot of the pains that you got hit on in the middle of the game that you forgot about. I remember that a lot. But other than that, you know what? It's how cold is it supposed to be?
Nah, 12, maybe 10, somewhere around there.
Yeah, the teens.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad. The wind is what gets you.
Right.
So back here, like right now here, I'm in Pennsylvania, so right now it's 7. And I was outside, and I just had a sweatshirt on. Like, it's not that big a deal. So, but if you're going to play in it, you know, you could get away with. This is even short sleeve weather. You know, like you could see Nitschke and Butkus and those guys hanging out in this and just having a cup of coffee outside for breakfast. So
somewhere, Bud Grant is thinking, you know what? I'm just going to rock a polo shirt.
Yeah,
he's going guns out.
To me, that's the biggest thing with cold. I will never forget, we're playing in Buffalo in a playoff game, and it was I don't know what it was. It was one of those ones around zero, and the wind was blowing, and we're out on the field, and Greg Townsend, who was a great defensive end, a guy could rush the passer. But he's from L.A., And we're in the huddle. And he's like, he goes, you know, they always called my nickname was Bubba with the Raiders, and he said, Bubba, I'm really cold. I said, yeah, it's cold out here. Shut up, T. Here we go. Ready, break. We get out of the huddle. Come back on second down. He goes, Bubba, I'm really cold. I said, yeah, I heard you the first time. Here we go. Ready, cover three. Ready, break. We get on the third down. He goes, Bubba, I'm really cold. I go, get your ass off the field. Leave.
And Greg Townsend was a big, big man.
Yeah, he was.
He was a good player. Matt Millen, you know, I do like the Niners to win this game, and really I like them because since week 11, their run D with DJ Jones and Armstead, and then those linebackers Warner and Al Shaair, they're just playing. They're the best in the league against the run. I think they'll take away the run. But I guess my question to you is, do you think Aaron Rodgers is going so good that he can win this game if the Niners shut Dillon and Jones down and he has no run game to speak of?
Yeah, the answer is yes, and we all know that. And you know that, too, before you ask the question. And so here's the thing. So the biggest thing, if Aaron Rodgers is on, it doesn't matter what the weather is. He can play in all of it. And that guy, he sees things. The ball comes out quick. He makes great decisions. He sees things before they happen. He's at the top of his game still. So to me, that's still going to be the key is if you can get pressure on Aaron, if you can make him slow down or hesitate just a bit. I think, you know, he can take it. There's the problem. In this game right now, they can be one-dimensional and still beat you because it's him.
Right.
The 49ers can't.
Right.
They need both sets. You know, they're going to have a balance. That's going to be the biggest difference, if you ask me.
Do teams truly get demoralized by a running game that keeps coming at them, even if it doesn't have just bang success every time? It's 2-3 yards. Maybe you'll pop one for 8. Maybe you'll pop one for double digits. But it just keeps coming at you. Is that truly demoralizing to a defense, or is that something we make up when we're sitting behind microphones and keyboards?
Yeah, I think it depends on the game. It's the feel of the game more than the feel of the running game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're getting run on the whole time and your offense put up 24 points and you're up 24-10, who cares? Run all you want. If you kip that around and they're running the football down your throat and you can't stop them and they're scoring, then you got a problem, and that's demoralizing. The biggest thing is sometimes, you know, in the course of the game there's ebbs and flows all the time. So, if you can get when you need the stop and you can make the stop, that's a big deal. When you need the stop and you can't get the stop, then that kills you.
So Za'Darius Smith coming back, edge rusher for the Packers, and he hasn't played since the very beginning of the season. We're wondering, what can you expect from somebody who hasn't played? We've always heard about being in game shape and getting yourself in game shape. Well, he's activated, so presumably he's going to play. We just don't know how much. How big of an impact is that, Matt, when you've missed most of the season and you're coming back? And I expect he'll play, you know, on passing downs, get after the quarterback. But how much does that affect you as a player, missing that much time and then jumping into the crucible of the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a great question because, really, he doesn't know. He's been practicing, right? So he doesn't get activated without being practiced.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know where he's at. They probably are taking a guess. And so here's your answer. So the answer is he's better than what was there or they wouldn't have activated him.
that's a step
up, right? So that's the one thing. Then the second thing is you're talking about game shape, and they're going to, you know, he'll be a spot player. He'll come in and out, and he'll do that. The real answer is even he doesn't know where he's at right now because he hasn't played. And so the biggest thing for him is he's just going to, if he can stick with his basics, like get off the ball and that kind of thing, that'll be the big thing for him. And then for San Francisco, you know, I'd start with short setting him, just get him frustrated a little bit, and then take it as it goes. But he's, you know, when a guy's been out that long, he's going to be doubting himself too, or questioning himself too, just where he is.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
Matt, you played at Penn State, and then you played with the Raiders and the Niners, and you played in California. I mean, the stat that just jumped off the page to me I heard today is California teams. This is going back to 1950. California teams are 2-12 playing in Green Bay in December and January. 2-12. Do you have an advantage if you live there? I mean, do the Packers have an advantage from, because they're not from there, but do they have an advantage from living in that cold as opposed to the teams that fly in?
You know, it's weird, but the answer is yes, there's an advantage. Because, and it's more, it may not be a real advantage, but it's perceived. And sometimes perception's reality. And so, you know, you can start, you can talk yourself in and out of things. You know, I would, we do that like when I was with the Raiders and we were in California, we came back to the Cleveland game, or we come back to Buffalo, or you go back to Philadelphia, or whatever you go back. The guys who are East Coast guys, they're like, come on, I'll suck it up. You know, I can't say exactly what we'd say, but.
Sure. But we got it.
But you understand, sure. Right? And so, you know, there's some guys who just, like, you know, Greg Townsend, he couldn't play in the cold. He just couldn't. And so, you know, time to move on. And there's some guys who are just made for the cold, and they perform well. And maybe it's not even, it probably is not physiological. It's more mental. But sure. They're ready for it.
Matt Millen joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. He's on the UMA guest line. I have many football questions for you, but I'll go in a different direction. You were a part of the awesome John Madden documentary, and when you popped up, the first thing I noticed was your very, very nice workshop/barn. I just you know, as someone who has a desire to have that type of man space, let's put it that way. Very, very nice, sir. I am
well,
very jealous.
So what you saw there was so this farm was established in 1775, and what you saw was the inside of the back of the barn. And so I just, what I have in the barn right now is about maybe 30,000 board foot of lumber. My wife calls me a wood whore. And and then on the bottom side of that barn, I have my mill where I cut a bunch of logs and stuff up. My shop is in another separate space. And so, in fact, I just came in. I was just finishing up a kitchen. And so, yeah, but that's an awesome building out there. Look, you guys, you need to come out here sometime.
No doubt.
Get back here. I'm inviting you guys over, all right? You come back. You got to see the place. It's phenomenal. I did everything like it was in 1775. I did everything in stone. You'd love it.
I have to tell you though, there's a lot of Greg Townsend in me. So can we get that sometime in the late spring or
the
summer?
Yeah.
4th of July, maybe. Come on.
There you go. A remote from Matt Millen's barn. There you go.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Any good witch stories related to the property or thereabouts?
No, you know, I kept on waiting for something, but it never happened, thankfully. So, yeah, so it's that stuff's all around here, though. You know, that's the Pennsylvania Dutch, all that kind of stuff. It floats around this area. But, you know, back, I bought like a hidden valley back here. You guys would love it. There's nobody around here. That's the best part about it. I come back home and there's no one here.
Perfect.
Nice.
Isolation. I love it.
Yep.
Give me your just your recollections of talking with John Madden and being around John Madden and his impact on the game. I mean, it's amazing to think people know, young kids know him and don't even know him as a coach, and some of them don't even know him as a broadcaster. They just know him as video game John Madden, and his reach on the game was just enormous. And I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times and interview him, and just such a fun guy to talk to. And you could just tell at heart he was just a football guy, loved to talk football, and was a football coach. And I'm just curious your recollections of him.
Well, so we just had, I just got back from the left coast. We just had coach's funeral. And so, I spoke quite a bit there. Probably went too long for my slot, but John Madden's 101. He was He is for football. Look, he loved the game of football. He loved everything about it. John had a great passion for the players. He had a great passion for coaches. He had great passion for old players and guys who are playing it now. He stayed on top of it all the time. He was one of those guys that the league included on a bunch of things, from rules committees to coaches committees. He just was on top of football. He was great for it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, John was a very approachable guy. John was one of those people who, after you met him for 5 minutes, you knew him your whole life. He was very affable. He was a guy who would stop and speak to you anytime. I mean, I told this story when I was eulogizing him, and it's a true story. He's walking down Columbus Avenue in New York City, taking a walk. The black sedan pulls up, pulls right next to him. The door opens up, and the voice inside the car says, "Hey, let's talk some football." John looks in. It's Richard Nixon. I was like, who does that? I mean, former presidents come and talk to me all the time. So you can juxtapose that with him walking down. You know, he used to have a place in the Dakota, which is right next to Central Park, and John would walk through the park and he'd take his walks there. And I remember him talking on the air one time. He said, "Yeah, I was talking to Dean Taylor." Yeah, I was talking to Dean, and Dean said the Giants' offensive line, and he started, you know, doing his Madden stuff, and, you know, and offensive line has get better, and this and that, and then it went on, and then the game was over, and then I called him because he had the early game and I had a late game. My game was over. I called him. I said, hey, John, who's Dean Taylor? You quoted him today. And he goes, Yeah, Dean, yeah, he's a homeless guy who lives in Central Park.
Who just got a shout-out, and he'll never see or hear it.
Exactly. But the point is, I mean, he could talk to the highest of the highs and the lowest of the low, and he didn't care. He's talking about football, and he's talking about the stuff they loved. He was dead on it all the time. Yeah. I'm going to miss that guy. I mean, I already miss him. He was just a rare, rare guy, and we were better for having him here.
No doubt, he's a treasure. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, before we let you run, how do you see the Packer Niner game kind of playing out?
So, if Garoppolo plays well and the defense plays well, they got a great shot. But the whole thing is still going to come down to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, if he's on, it's going to be hard to beat him. If you can control him a little bit, then San Francisco will win.
And I know I kind of let it slide there. It kind of went right by me without me saying anything. Did you say you did a whole kitchen? You finished a kitchen?
Well, you need one?
No, I don't. I have one, but
lucky kitchen. Who's getting the kitchen?
I build. Look, Tom, let me tell you. If I can't make it, we don't need it.
That's good philosophy.
If you came to my house, I mean, you pick out anything, I can make it. I don't know why. I've just been gifted that way. I just can do it. So somebody asked me to make him a kitchen, I make him a kitchen.
That's awesome. Well, okay, so, give me the one thing that somebody asked you to make and you thought, oh yeah, I'll make that, and then halfway through you thought, son of a gun, this is a lot tougher than I thought.
Exactly. You want to know what it is? It's really weird because there's a lot of angles on this. Ready? Rocking chairs.
Ooh.
Rocking chairs are really freaking hard. At least, did you ever see The Patriot?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mel Gibson.
Remember when he's looking at the chairs and he can't figure it out?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that scene, I was like, I got that. I understand what he's doing right there. No, rocking chairs are tough, man.
Oh, good insider info. Great. Well, it's so much fun to talk to you whenever. It's obviously a lot of fun to talk playoff football, but I'm just so glad you're doing well and out in the barn and doing your thing, and that'd be awesome to get out there one of these days. It'd be cool to come see you.
You guys are welcome anytime. All you have to do is make a right at Ohio, come right to the other end of Pennsylvania, just ask where I live, and they'll direct you here.
Done.
Hey, thank you so much, Matt. We always appreciate your time, and be well.
All right, my friend. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. He's the best.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.